Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Ooh. Like my lips bubbly up and down, do you? Wouldn't put it past you. We talked about weird body parts that you secretly loved. They were not so secret anymore. Because you obviously rang up the radio, assuming you gave your normal name and the location. Your close friends, if they were listening, may have heard you call the show. It's all right, we're lifting stigmas. If I can say I like feet, you can say you like elbows. Dominant brand game, that was good fun as well. 2 weeks running, the dominant brand game's got on the board. It's quite a good one. Not only do I get to play along, Shuey Lou and producer Jack get to play along. There are prizes up for grabs to the listeners. And anyone who's passive and too afraid to ring up the radio station can also secretly play along. Also, what number plates have you seen? God, nothing makes me vomit out of my bum more than a personalised plate trying to be cool. And the world's hardest quiz. This is the world's hardest stick quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Well, my, oh my. Married at first sight in full swing these days. And Mel and Dino, you don't see too much of Mel and Dino at the moment. They're neither the loved up couple nor are they the villains of the show.
No, they're not on as much as old Innocent Sam.
No, Innocent Sam at one scale just infuriating the nation, and at the other end you got Cam and Jules who are just falling in love, and anyone who sits in the middle of that, they're just not getting the screen time at the moment.
No, they're just sort of hiding away in the corner. Mm.
The very limited screen time that Mel and Dino got last night, basically this is two people struggling to find any emotional connection, any spiritual connection or any physical connection, and they put it out there that it's really, you know, they're not attracted to each other, and that's going to be one of the struggles, to have sex with someone you feel pretty much neutrally about. And we've all been there before. You grit your teeth, you get the job done, don't you?
It doesn't sound pleasant, to be honest.
Look, they're taking things slow, and rightly so. I tell you what, I think Dino stepped it up a notch last night, and I'm not sure whether the nation noticed. Q Channel 9's most saucy foot massage ever televised on PG-rated TV.
Doesn't have to be necessarily like straight out having sex together. You know, there's no rush.
That bit there, well, for those who can't see the audio, that's Dino, who's just a casual conversation, essentially just picked up Melissa's feet.
Yes, that's the best part about it, is that they're kind of sitting there and he just like grabs her feet. She kind of goes, this is happening.
He yanks the slippers off and he starts working at the heels, the arches and the points. Don't mind that. Dino clearly appreciates a good foot, much like myself, who have been trying to bring the foot fetish community into the mainstream for a long time now. Don't understand why Dino didn't get foot shamed last night, by the way. Is it because he didn't ask, perhaps? Do you just grab a lady's foot and start massaging it?
What is it about the foot? You told me that I had two big toenails.
That's the thing. People think just because I appreciate a weird body part like the foot that I'm attracted to every single foot that walks past me. Couldn't be further from the truth.
I am the highest
connoisseur of feet in the land. Your feet, off the table, Shuey Louie. Off the table.
Rude.
No good.
Yeah,
no,
but you just don't like. You just don't like feet. I mean, you like. You take it to the next level because you like all the girls' shoes around the office. You ask to take photos of their feet.
That is out of context, and you know very well, producer Jackson.
You have a folder of them.
Your excitement when that topic came up.
This is prime example.
This is a roast.
They are hands of the ankles, guys, and there is nothing wrong with them.
So you like ankles as well.
I like the ankles, I like the foot, I like the toe, I like the metatarsal, I like everything to do with it. See, this is what I mean. Where was Dino's Twitter rage last night? Where were people calling out Dino for that? Oh, you sick freak, why are you touching Mel's feet? Get your grubby little mitts off their grubby little mittens.
People just letting Dino be.
Dino loves a foot. I love a foot. And I guarantee every single person out there on 131060 loves some sort of weird body part. Just because it's not part of the big three, guys, just because it's not the breast, the legs, or the buttocks, doesn't mean that it's not something that deserves attention. 131060, what weird body part do you love?
Do you go nuts for a really weird body part? Do you go nuts for a really weird body part?
For too long, I've been at the forefront of weird body part shaming. Granted, foot is right up there. You have to be very careful.
Number one, I'd say.
Who you tell about your love of a foot. But there are weird body parts on 131060 that people go nuts for. That's the issue, Louie. I know there's something simmering in your little hot cauldron right now.
I don't think mine's weird. It's just I love an arm on a man.
Oh, the thighs and the truss. Yeah. arms is there. See, why don't people, arm fetish, gross. Lock up your daughters, guys. We've got an arm fetish.
A foot's so much weirder than an arm.
They're both body parts.
No.
Doesn't matter. 131060, weird body parts. Producer Jack, you must have something as well.
I like it when a guy has, like, the traps, like, near the neck.
What?
Like, the triangle that joins the neck from the shoulders.
Yeah, the Goldbergs, they call them.
And you can sort of
pinch it. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Wasn't Producer Jack's finest Disney movie moment. 131060, weird body parts that you secretly love. Until now, guys. I've been brave enough with the foot. It can't get much worse than that. The weird body parts you love. We'll get the calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Do you go nuts for a really weird body part? Do you go nuts for a really weird body part?
Do you go nuts for a real weird one? I mean, and I wanna rid myself of saying the word weird for this segment, to be honest, because there is no difference apart from hundreds of years of societal traditions and mainstream media telling you, oh, that you should only like a man's pectorals or a woman's bosoms, perhaps a juicy caboosey, and anything outside of that is just bizarre. Oh, gross. Ooh. He said he liked my feet. Oh, gross. I'm not having it anymore. And Dino last night, he loves a foot, you can tell. That got Mel and Dino off Married at First Sight. They're trying to spice up their physical connection. Yet to have sex, yet to even admit that they're attracted to each other. Dino's just decided to get the old ankle hands out and maybe try and really speed this process along.
It doesn't have to be necessarily, like, straight out having sex together.
And he grabs her feet. Rush. He's grabbing her feet right now.
Ah.
He's massaging. Yeah. Now, I can understand where Dino's coming from. I love a foot. Chewy Louie loves an arm. Producer Jack loves a man's trap on his back. Chloe in Geelong on 131060. What weird body part do you love?
It's not me, actually. It's my best friend, Tate. She loves necks.
Necks?
Yeah, it's weird.
Like a big, thick neck or a little pencil neck?
Yeah, like a big, thick neck.
Oh, wow. Good old huntsman. I know the blokes. I've always thought that sometimes a man can give off an illusion of how thick or thin his neck is just based on the size of his head and the width of his shoulders. Is she remembering to take everything into account there? Does she get the old tape measure out and go the circumference? Has she been fooled before?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right. So are you just at the bar with your friend Tay, who you've thrown under the bus, and you'll just go out searching for men with big necks? You're not even looking at their faces yet.
No, she doesn't.
excuse me, miss, my face is up here. Oh, classic. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Does not surprise me. I'm sure from an evolutionary standpoint as well, men with thick necks back in the day show that they were eating more in their tribe, perhaps.
Yes,
and that
definitely was
desirable for a cave woman. Makes sense. Clark in Sydney, what weird body parts do you secretly love?
The eyelids.
Eyelids?
Yeah, I guess it wasn't really the eyelid. It was just the fact how I loved how my wife looked.
Yes.
It was like that real slow kind of blink.
Yes, your eyes are beautiful, especially when they're closed. Soft pink hue. Interesting. Maria in Sydney. What do you like?
I have a thing for men's ankles. My partner, he has the sexiest ankles on a man, and I love watching him mow the lawn and whippersmith.
Bet you do. Watching those little things, one in front of the other.
I cannot stand a skinny ankle on a man. That calf has to come down into a nice, thick ankle.
Oh, damn it. Because I had this preconceived notion that you were thinking that it was a thin ankle that you were attracted to. And I've got baby soft little thin ankles. They're like knitting needles on the end of these shoes.
Oh, no.
You like the other way.
I love the thick ankles. It is so attractive.
Oh, interesting. There's a fine line between a cankle and a thick ankle, though, as I'm sure you're aware, Maria.
There definitely is. But I tell you, my partner, my goodness, he may be a smaller statured man. Mm. His legs and his ankles drive me wild.
Yeah, smaller statured, it makes sense. I know a lot of short stumpies with very big, powerful ankles. They got so much more bottom heavy weight to support. That tones them right up. They don't have to worry about the top.
He's actually such a thinner guy. He's actually like a size medium. So he's, you know, you'd normally think they would have the skinny ankles, but damn, he's...
He just went on a rant and I had to stop.
I know. Matt in Melbourne on 131060. Hello.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, very good, thank you. What do you like?
Hamstrings on a woman.
Big
hamstrings.
Okay, now the actual thigh or the actual hamstring, like inside, beyond the skin?
No, actually the hamstring at the back.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I think we all like that, don't we? Just a pair of legs. Yes, no, I'm very attracted to the mammary glands as well. Surprising or not?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Played this game last week with resounding success. Even people in the office were gossiping in the hallways. They said, can you play the brand game again?
Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand.
The aim of the game is to try and get myself, Shuey, Louie, and producer Jack to all say at the exact same time the same brand. Clearly, in theory, the dominant brand of a certain category. The more dominant and obvious the superior brand is, the more chance you've got of winning a prize. Now, some of the examples last week, I think we had toothpaste, of course. Myself, Shuey, Louie, and producer Jack, we should have all said in unison, Colgate. Unfortunately, we couldn't have seen producer Jack pulling AIM out of the hat there. I think that was a bit bizarre. But other good examples would be, you could ring up and say razors. And then maybe in 3, 2, 1, producer Jack, Shuey, Louie, and I would say 3, 2, 1. Gillette. There we go. I just won a prize. It's clearly the superior brand is what it is. On the Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show story.
I've got a question. Is it superior brand or dominant brand?
Well, aren't they the same thing?
Did a car one.
The car one was a shit example on Danny Lakey Late Show.
I went like dominant as in it's the most common. You went Ferrari, which is like clearly, you know, superior car, but...
It was a shit category to begin with. There's no way we're all going to say the same brand of car. The car market is so flooded.
The car market is clearly the Toyota, what I see.
It's not.
Toyota Vets has gone around.
There's so much room for, gap there. If you want to see how not to play the game, Danny Lakey Late Show on Instagram, the story. It's got to be much thinner than that. It's a very crowded market in the bloody car world. You say something like cordial. 3, 2, 1.
Cotties.
There we go. Shuey Louie just trying to figure out what the word cordial is. Obviously lost in translation from across the Tasman. Keep your New Zealand brands offshore, mate. We don't want them here. Producer Jack knows what's up in the cordial game. I think people and the listeners are smart enough to understand the difference between saying cordial and cars. One, there's a very dominant brand. One, it's a very flooded market. If you can make myself, Shuey, Louie, and producer Jack all say the same brand, prize for you. 131060, get thinking. We'll play the dominant brand game next. It's the Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The most popular one in all of the land. What all three of us say, it will not be planned. Can you get us to name the dominant brand? The brand, the brand.
If you can get us all to say the exact same brand, prize for you on 131060, and clearly the dominant brand game. Now, of course, there are certain genres of product where there's just one label, one brand that is dominating the market. These are the safe bets. These are the categories that should be brought to the forefront for this game to give yourself the best chance of winning a prize. Can't muddy the waters by saying cars. There's too many car brands, Shuey Louie. You've got to remember there's 7 billion of us on this planet. Just because you've seen more Toyota Camrys in your day doesn't mean everyone else is experiencing the same reality.
Toyota Vets.
Vets.
Toyota Vets, and it was called Stefano.
I've never even heard of a Toyota Vets.
Neither have I.
See? It is rude.
This game would work best if you bring to the party like a cereal, for example. 3, 2, 1, we would all say
Kellogg's.
Cornflakes.
That's part of the Kellogg's franchise, mate. 131060, Daniel in Melbourne. What's your category?
Hey, guys. My brand is soft drink.
Category is soft drink. All right, we'll do the brands. We've all got one.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Coca-Cola. There we go. Yeah, nice. Oh, Daniel gets it. Daniel gets it. Coca-Cola is clearly the dominant brand. And if Shuey Louie had just said Sunkist then, she would have been kicked off the show.
I'm sorry.
Kyle in Newcastle. And we're one from one so far. What's your category?
Hey, guys, my category is taco shells.
Taco shells.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. It's look, it's true. There may potential to get lost in an overseas translation here with Shuey Louie. Not sure how the New Zealand taco shell market's going, but I definitely know my clear brand that I'm always getting at the shops when it comes to taco shells. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Old El Paso!
New Zealand and Australia.
This is great. I'm glad it translates because they clearly are the best taco shells. So would you agree, Kyle? I assume that's what you thought we were going to say.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, great. Storm in Canberra. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. What's your category? We're 2 from 2.
Famous cat food. Popular cat food.
Popular cat food. All right.
That's a hard one because we're all dog people here. None of us even have cats.
Yeah, none of us own any cats, but hopefully enough viral marketing has gone around for the most dominant brand to establish itself as a big player.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Snappy Tom.
What did you say?
Purr. Like P-U-U-R-R. It's a...
No, I get it.
Not again, guys.
Must be a New Zealand brand.
I thought Whiskers. I was like really going up between tossing. Whiskers or Snappy
Tom. What did you guys say?
Snappy Tom. We were tossing up as well between Whiskers. Did you think, Storm, what were you expecting us to say? Whiskers or Snappy Tom?
I was expecting Whiskers.
See, where it gets lost is the cats of Australia have made their choice. And it was Snappy Tom. That was the deciding factor for me. Unfortunately for you, Storm, no prize. But thanks for playing. Sam in Melbourne, what's your category?
Gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles. Any gamers in the midst here? I don't think I've played a game since I was 11.
I used to play Sims, but that's about it. Crash Bandicoot.
Sims on the PC. A bit of Crash Bandicoot. All right, look, I think I've still got enough to put my finger on the pulse as to what the dominant
brand
is.
The dominant one.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. 3, 2, 1.
PlayStation.
Oh,
shit.
Xbox.
Sorry.
That was after PlayStation.
Yeah, but I thought it was the most powerful console on the planet. Sam, is that true? What were you hoping we'd say?
PlayStation.
Oh, sorry, mate. Xbox. I just heard you can stream Foxtel on your Xbox and stuff. I thought quite a nice product. Final one. Oh, we've really hit a lull here, but Brooke, bring us home. What's your category?
My category is tissues.
Tissues.
Oh, I don't even have one.
What are you talking about? Wait, you are blowing your nose constantly, mate.
I've forgotten the name of it.
Oh, my God. Producer Jack spends more time in a tissue than
I got it.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Kleenex.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Oh, yes. So soft. Oh, cotton.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Big news today. Huge news, I'd say. After Queensland allows emojis onto the number plates. People won't be happy about that. I mean, if there's one thing that they can't take from the people, it's personalised number plates. I mean, it's not all bad news, to be honest. This is, I think, probably the first step in what will eventually be a world where, yes, you can probably have 7 eggplant emojis as your registration plate on your vehicle. At the moment, they're merely offering an emoji at the end of the number plate, almost as a decoration. This won't go towards your 5, 6, or 7 digits that you need state by state. This is just, you can have a little smiley face at the end of it, much like you can have like a football team logo in the middle of your plate or anything like that. Have a listen to the article or the news story, make your own assumptions, but then pay special attention to the man at the end who's seriously some sort of privileged baby boomer who just cannot physically agree with anything when a camera is shoved in front of his face.
For quite some time, we've seen that you can support your favourite team or your favourite town with a symbol on your number plate, and using an emoji is no different.
The emojis you will be able to choose from are limited for now. You can have a laugh out loud, a wink, a sunglasses, a heart eyes, or just a smile, depending on your motoring mood.
But not everyone is excited by the idea.
It's a idea then, yeah.
It's a shit idea then, yeah. Now that's my default reaction to most things, but it's a shit idea is what I think. Don't mind a sneaky emoji at the end. I mean, there's no point getting up in uproar now. There's no point that being the bit that tips you over the edge into thinking, well, I'm not a fan of this anymore. Like, you've either got to just hate personalised plates and then you've got the right to hate the emoji on the end of it, Or if you're one of those people that's happy to fork out an extra $1,600 a year so you can have BADA55 and think people think you're a badass, then you can't start saying now, oh, no, I don't want my emojis. It's either all in or not at all.
What the f***? What number plates have you seen on a car and thought, well, that's quite bizarre. Thought, well, that's quite bizarre. You don't really have to look too far.
You don't have to look too far for some ridiculous personalised plate, do you? I'm sure there's a whole flurry of listeners right now on 131060 going, well, I usually like what he's got to say. Turns out I've got a personalised plate. What is it on 131060? The stupid ones, the daft plates. God, because there's one thing where it'd be like you're almost like the ASL, wouldn't it? Your age, your sex and location. Sometimes it'd be like your initials. Ooh, DL, 29, WA. I've never understood those ones. I've never understood the words where they're trying to compensate for something. Should we, Louie?
I always remember a plate back in my hometown, New Zealand, and he was Dr. Pooh.
Dr. Pooh.
So I mean, clearly it's something to do with poos, I'd hope.
You'd hope so. You would hope that that is a business
number plate. Or he just loves a poo.
If he, no, well, and, no, that's when it's too far. If you just love poo and you're like, yes, please, D-R-P-O-O. Already taken, sir. All right, can we do 00 at the end instead? It'll still have the same effect. Unless that's a business where he's like a gynecologist or something. Well, not a gynecologist. I learned the other day they do with vaginas.
Yeah,
that's why it's called a gyno. I just thought it was private parts in general. Well, if you're an ass doctor, you can be Dr. Pooh. If you're giving enemas, have your number plate, Dr. Pooh. That's fine. But if you're just an average Joe, thinking, oh, yeah, I'll turn a couple of heads here in the Holden Barina, Dr. Pooh. No, no.
No, that's inappropriate if he's not a poo doctor.
Yeah. 131060, what crazy plate have you seen? Or what crazy plate do you own? I saw one the other day. IH8PS. I hate peas. I don't care. I don't care what vegetables you like and dislike.
Like, how does that warrant a personalised number plate? Like, cool, you don't like peas. Yeah. Nobody else cares.
No. And it was like just an average car as well. I don't understand. Sometimes maybe a Lamborghini may seem a little bit bare. Unless you've got like big dog.
No,
I hate peas. No one's got time for that. 131060. Crazy plates you've seen, guys. All that you own. All that you used to have. And you finally came to your senses and you stopped and got a regular one like the rest of us. Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Nothing worse than a personalised plate. What have you seen on the road?
What number plates have you seen on a car and thought, well, that's quite bizarre. Thought, well, that's quite bizarre. You don't really have to look too far.
There are some bizarre number plates. I never understood the personalised plate game. I really didn't. I remember thinking as a kid, who are these people? Why have they got these special plates? And my mother would explain to me, well, they have to go to the licensing centre and they have to put in an application and double check that no one else has got them. And so what? Why? What is going on? There's really not a whole heap more street cred, I find, than someone who's got like 8008-1355 spelling boobless on the back of their car, as opposed to 1VGA565, just playing by the normal rules. A nice, respectable Queensland plate is what I admire. 131060, what have you seen? Donna in Pakenham, or what do you have?
Hello?
Donna?
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah, I know, you're there. I can see you. Partly because you're on my screen flashing up, and it's never let me down before. Hello. What have you seen?
I've seen some plates, and it said on doll.
O-N-D-O-L.
Yeah, or D-O-L-E. I can't remember if it was on doll. I laughed.
Yeah, well, yeah. And there is a hint of irony in it, I understand. Was it a good car or a bad car? Did this person look like they should have been on the doll?
No, it was a really nice car, so no.
A little bit of irony. Look, I've seen worse. At the very least, if it can provide some ironic humour, it's not going to wreck me day. But something like a souped-up Nissan with R3 PCT, thinking that they can get respect. It's just not happening for me. There'll be no respect. No. I'll tell you who I will respect. Someone who got there before you and you didn't have to use a 3 and a 5 to make the E and the S. Jesus. Thanks, Donna. Josh in Melbourne on 131060. What plate have you seen?
G'day. I was just pulling out of my driveway this morning and I saw some bloke with durries on his number plate.
I don't mind that. I really don't. I'm kind of coming around to these like sort of bogan, moronic, sort of tongue-in-cheek ones. Durries. Fresh durries as well. You saw that this morning, you say?
Yeah, that was this morning. You kind of think, you know, great, you love a cigarette, but do you really need to tell the whole world?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Some people, that they're very proud of the cigarette still. And I don't think they've caught up. It's quite a shameful act these days, and most people are silently judging them. It's always funny as well when they're reaching really far for, like, the numbers to try and make up the letters instead. Like, a 5 for an S is borderline. Once you start going into, like, I want my 4 to represent an A, there's like, come on, champ. We've all got our limits. Thank you. Fresh Darius, not bad. Karen in Sydney on 131060. What have you seen?
I saw a young, not very attractive, P-plater with the license plate MILF, M-I-L-F.
Now, this is wrong on so many levels. I mean, please, let's respect the humble, mature, gorgeous MILF. As someone with a slightly weathered chest. Oh, they need to be plus 40, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's the real MILF. You can't be getting banged up at 20 just to try and fit into the MILF category. If I see a 20-year-old when I've searched in MILF on Pornhub, I'm disconnecting me ADSL and going again. Don't work like that.
No.
Thanks, Karen. James in Melbourne, wrap this up. What have you seen number plates wise?
I heart cows.
Doesn't even make any sense. I mean, did they have any numbers? You wouldn't need numbers then, would you? Because no one's ever thought of that sentence, let alone try to register a bloody vehicle like that.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. That is the end of the show. Before we go, of course, final thought from myself. Producer Jack has been looking around at the Facebook articles today, delving deep into the Facebook comments and trying to find the saddest sacks of Australia with a keyboard in the whole of the nation. And Shuey Louie, of course, ferociously tallying up the vote for the moment of the show. Final thought. If your birthday is 9 months after one of your parents, you may have been part of a little bit of birthday hanky-panky. Just think, guys. I'm in the clear, by the way. My mum's a February lady, and I'm an October baby. And to be honest, I'm 7th of October, which is literally 9 months and 2 weeks after Christmas Day.
Oh.
And my mum always said I was exactly 2 weeks overdue because I need to have a cesarean if I was any more than one more day over. But then she explained to me one day.
Who has time for sex on Christmas Day?
No, well, she explained to me after. She explained afterwards. Oh, can you rub my turkey tummy, please? None tonight, thank you. No, she explained to me that it's not exactly 9 months. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, 48 weeks or something like that.
I think I might have been an Easter baby.
Yeah?
Because my birthday is in January. And so like 9 months before January would be like April.
Yeah.
Roughly March.
Yeah, roughly March. Roughly an Easter baby.
Which is why I like chocolate so much.
Well, there we go.
November, so what does that mean?
Well, I mean, we'd need to know your parents' birthdays first.
Like a Valentine's Day baby, maybe?
Yeah, I'm a my parents are July and October.
Yeah, it doesn't add
so
up there,
does it? Oh, but anyway, guys, I'm born in November.
That's the final thought from me, producer Jack.
Yeah, so today I've been scouring the Facebook and I found this article that the words mother and father are being banned from school forms. So actually, it's actually in France, but it was reported here. And so schools in France will no longer be able to use these common words on forms, instead being told to replace them with parent one and parent two.
Okay.
It's all to do with, like, you know, a lot of kids these days, you know, don't just have a traditional mother and father. They have two mums, two dads.
Of course.
Aunties, uncles, whatever.
This is all the ingredients for a perfect PC brigade arc up. I mean, one school probably floated the idea at a French PNC meeting, and all of a sudden, in the Facebook troll's mind, every school in the world has this right now.
yeah, exactly.
All right, what are the colors?
One lady, Lisa Hutchie, wrote,
"Oh, God.
My kids will say mum and dad, thank you, and if they have a little problem with it, they can have a little chat with me." She is not having any bar of that. And the last one, Matt Hannigan wrote, "I find this offensive. I am not parent one or parent two. I am a father. This world has gone beyond crazy."
Beyond. Nah, never mind that. I'm looking out my window. I don't see anything crazy, but it's beyond crazy. It is. I've been reading about it. God. Shuey Louie moment of the show.
Hang out, our favourite game, the dominant brand game, and I've said some blonde things in my time. Actually, just tonight, I think I've been particularly blonde.
Yeah, there's been an aura of blondness about you tonight.
I mean, me saying my birthday was in November when we were talking about our parents.
Yeah, no context given for the parents at all. I'm in October, for what it's worth. I remember this bit, the old cornflakes thing, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Throwing herself under the bus tonight for moment of the show. This admirable trait that has got Shuey Louie to where she is today. Cereal, for example. 3, 2, 1, we would all say
Kellogg's.
Cornflakes. That's part of the Kellogg's franchise, mate. Oh, well done, Shuey Louie. That is the end of the show as well. We will, of course, be happening again tomorrow night. Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the sexologist, she's going to be in. That'll be fun. See ya.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.